This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. If you're feeling down and discouraged, let me encourage you to reflect with me on 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 8 through 11. Paul was almost despairing of life. How did he cope under those circumstances? Reflecting on these verses, I came up with an impact thought. That's a thought that develops in your mind as you reflect on a portion of Scripture. When this happens to me, I write down the thought. Then I go back over the portion of Scripture and make sure the context supports the impact thought. Here it is. This is what I came up with while reading 2 Corinthians 1, 8 through 11. Difficulties lead to dependence on God and others, and that leads to deliverance and praise. Notice closely the three times the words deliver is found in verse 10. He delivered us, He will deliver us, He will continue to deliver us. Those three declarations should give anyone hope to overcome discouragement or despair. Never forget what God did for you in the past. Let those memories encourage you to trust Him to do in the present and future what He's done in the past. To help in this process of building hope, you also need to depend upon the prayers of fellow believers. Verse 11. As you and others reflect on the gracious favor of God's deliverance granted to you in answer to prayer, it will be natural to give God thanks for what He has done. So you have the problem, the solution, and the result, all in these four verses. Remember the impact thought. Difficulties lead to dependence on God and others, and that leads to deliverance and praise.